get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always,
I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Lydia, aka Mama Lou. Welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone.
All you know, right. After approximately 45 minutes, we have now started recording because...
Hooray! We had a lot of technical
difficulties. Yay! Huzzah!
But that's okay because we have great content.
We are here now. All right, guys. You know, there's a few different staples of our show. Welcome to anyone who's new to our podcast. So we are Boy Band Break. We are a weekly podcast that talks about boy bands. We have a couple of things that we do. So we'll talk about concerts that we've gone to. We will talk about album reviews. We'll do upcoming, news in the boy band world and stuff. But our annual staple is the Boy Band Fantasy Draft.
Woo! And you know why it's so great?
Why is it so great, Sophia?
Because you win all the time?
Well, yes, obviously. But it's great because it's a bonding experience for the Boy Band Break team.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
And the boy bands that we put together.
That's right.
And our fans, guys. Our fans really get to participate.
You know what? This is good because this is a very interactive episode where people will then vote on our multiple platforms and do all this. What? I just made my glasses worse by trying to do them. Thank you.
It's going well today.
It's good enough. Okay. So what I would like to do before we start this year's draft is I would like to give a recap of all the previous drafts, you know, just to kind of remember where we were and what was happening and things like that. So our very, the reason why we do this is because it is also football season. In America. In Canada, football season is mostly done, but in America, it's starting. So people do these boy band fantasy drafts. I mean,
they do not.
Football.
Okay.
Yes,
football draft and things like that. So we're like, we don't know football, but we know boy bands. So we're going to get this together. So that's what we decided way back on episode 4. So you want to know what's also exciting about episode 4? Not exciting, very sad.
It's the four horses apocalypse.
The three of us at that time, not four.
Lydia joined us in episode 5. So that is we're currently at like 260-ish or something. I don't know, 200 and something. So this was the last episode pre-Lydia.
Everyone.
So that's why every time we talk about it, then she gets all confused and she's like, I don't remember who I voted for that year. I'm like, because you were not part of it. So there you go.
Yes.
So, all right. So I am going
to present. And we've done it for 5 years.
Is it 5 years? This will be our 6th annual. Sixth annual Boy Band Fantasy Draft. So I'm going to share my screen. Or my window. There we go. So you follow along on our Facebook page. So again, we're on all social medias at Boy Band Break, B-R-E-A-K. You can see it. So first year, this is this showing? Do you see it? Okay, so this is...
I can see it now.
The very first one is Too Sweet, the number 2, Sweet for Life. This had AJ from the Backstreet Boys, JC from NSYNC, Joey Fatone from NSYNC, Niall Horan from One Direction, and Eric Michael Estrada from O-Town. So that was Sophia's band.
Woo! And can I just say, it's so hard to come up with names for the bands.
And that is a difficult thing that we run through.
Oh, because it's got to be interesting. It's got to be hippie and hoppy and poppy.
Yeah. And then we also
got to like entice people, right? Like, ooh, what is this? Get people in there.
Pull them in. So the other band, was the All Stars. So this was Diane's band, and it was Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, Justin Timberlake from NSYNC, Harry Styles from One Direction, Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block, and Brian Littrell from the Backstreet Boys. And then we have Gen Z's team, the Unda. Ooh, I've gone too far. The Underdogs. These are the underdog. So my husband, Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. We got Howie D from the Backstreet Boys. We got John Knight from New Kids on the Block. Trevor Penick from O-Town. And I don't know if you guys remember, there used to be a boy band TV show that Nick Carter and Emma from the Spice Girls mentored. So I also picked Michael Connor from In Real Life.
Only one season. What the hell?
But it was a pretty good
one season. She never came back.
Yeah.
All right, as you can see, I have this lovely little thing here. I don't know if I can make it bigger. I don't know.
Ooh, I was going to say, it's very tiny.
Okay, well, I'm just going to read it to you. The winner in 2018 was Diane's All Stars. So that was Shocker. The first winner. All right, now back to this. I'm going to scroll up to 2019. So Lydia is part of the group at this point.
Yay!
Where's Lydia? Okay. So guess whose team this was? This is Chimsey's team again. This was Besties with a Heart. So I had Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, Chris from NSYNC, Trevor from O-Town, Drew Lachey from 98 Degrees, and Niall Horan from One Direction.
And then this showed that it didn't matter if Nick Carter is in a band. Your group didn't win.
I will tell you the findings of this. There's a common theme to me not winning, but I will explain this at the end. So here we go.
It's Chris.
Yes, it is exactly what it looks like. Okay, so next we have Justified, which I believe was Diane's band, possibly.
That was my band.
That was Sophia's band, yes. So this was AJ from Backstreet Boys, Eric Michael Estrada from O-Town, Joey Fatone from NSYNC, Brian from the Backstreet Boys, and Harry Styles. Then we had the Heart Strings, and the A was an at symbol. This was our only non-boy band member that Lydia asked special permission to put in there. So that was
boy band adjacent. Jason.
Boy band adjacent. Yeah.
That's Carter, where it started at all, the adjacents.
The adjacents, yes. JC from NSYNC, a very naked Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town. Jay from Five. So you got your British boy band in there. And Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block, possibly because Lydia confused him with Donnie Wahlberg.
Yes.
Yes. And somebody had already chosen him, I believe.
Someone had, yes.
Yeah. So I mean, confused. This is my early years. I didn't realize how the game worked. So, I mean, obviously this was not a winning strategy, just looking back on it in hindsight.
It could have been a strategy. So, and then finally we had DJT was Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids, Dan Miller from O-Town, Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees, Howie D from Backstreet Boys, and Justin Timberlake. So that's why the DJT was all the letters of that one. That year, Justified won. So that was Sophia's team. So Diane and Sophia were next. All right. Moving along to 2020.
The pandemic year.
Pandemic times. These are the pandemic times. We're a little cuckoo.
Yes. This is the reason why you called it Cookie Boys, because you went to McDonald's.
So McDonald's were having these minion cookies, and I don't know if anyone actually tried them, but they were god awful. They were the most worst things ever tasted in my entire life. They were like, I guess, supposed to be a sugar cookie dipped in like yellow chocolate, possibly banana. I don't know, but they called it cookies with a K. And after I took a bite of it, I was like, that's why they called it cookies, because legally you could not call this a cookie because it was the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted in my life. So anyways,
and probably they were stoned when they announced this as a cookie name.
Probably. Very, very much. So I also with the boys with a Z, because I feel like that's fun. So of course we have
they don't care about spelling.
Exactly.
So the only reason why Chris was not my number one choice the previous year was because I got to choose first, so I wanted to steal Nick Carter from everybody else and then thought I would win, but I did not. So here's my Chris. Then I got Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees, Harry Styles from One Direction, a gentleman from BTS by the name of...
Wait a minute. Let's show John me his face. Cook.
Jungkook oh, yeah. is his name. Yeah. And then I got Joe Jonas. So I was like, I figure they're all kind of fun and quirky. So I have the kooky boys. So that's what I had there. Then we had In Backstreet with a star. So we had AJ from Backstreet Boys, Kevin from Backstreet Boys.
Was this
Boys.
Diane's band?
Yes. Howie from Backstreet Boys, JC from NSYNC, and Lance Bass from NSYNC. So she took all the Backstreet Boy members, and then we remember fighting about this, and she's like, you guys all had chances to pick them. I was also just stealing them, so fair enough, fair enough. And then we had, oh, I'm clicking on the wrong screen, and then we had the Smooth Squad, so I believe this is Sophia's. So it has Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, Brian from the Backstreet Boys, Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids, Trevor from O-Town, and Eric Michael Estrada from O-Town. And then finally, we had Pandamic,
yes,
which was Lydia's team. And that had RM from BTS, Justin Timberlake from NSYNC,
Jimin
from BTS, Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block, and Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town. So I would like to say that right before we recorded this episode, we did an episode about BTS, and BTS were quite big, and we're like, ah, yes, this band is big. So that's why Lydia and I chose BTS members. BTS Lydia does not listen to our podcast.
No. Now that I see it now, I can see the error of my ways. Like, these guys don't really, like, now that I see the picture collage, they don't really mesh together. It didn't make sense. Too many powerhouses at a time. I think you need the solid, you need the powerhouse, you need the support team, and you need the ugly guy. So that was my bad. Too many hotties here. Whoopsie.
Indeed, you're hilarious. So that year, Diane won. So In Backstreet won in 2020.
And that was the year of Backstreet.
So now we're
listening to the year before or that year?
I think it was that year.
I think it was back, I think.
Yeah,
I think that's why. They're like, don't kill yourselves. We might get back together, maybe. And then they did it.
And they did. Or maybe this was the back sync here.
Oh, yeah, this was the one. Okay, sorry.
So 2021, yes, because 2020, we're still in the height of the pandemic. 2021, yes. America was mostly open, but Canada was still closed, so we couldn't. Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay, so back sync on the block had Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, Howie D from the Backstreet Boys, Lance Bass from NSYNC, Justin Timberlake from NSYNC, and Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. And that belonged to Diane. So that was Diane's group. Then we had, I'm pretty sure this is Lydia's group.
Yeah, yep. Me.
Yep. Based on the name, Infectious 19.
And then Lydia so had a song as well, no?
I believe she did. She made up some.
Or maybe an album name or something like that. I was like, wow, you're great.
I'm gonna get you sick. I don't remember. No, I really don't.
If you want to know, you can go back to episode 160, and that's where we come up with these things. Sorry, I forgot. So year one was episode 4. 2019 is episode 56. 2020 is episode 107. 2021 is episode 160. So, okay, so Infectious 19. Did I already say this? No. So it's AJ from the Backstreet Boys, Brian from the Backstreet Boys, Joey from NSYNC, Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees, and Ashley Parker Angel with a shirt this time from O-Town. So
again, I can see what I did here. I can see what I did. I mean, hindsight's 2020, guys. Like, I mean, but I did. Yeah, there's too many. I mean, I did have the ugly guy this year, but not, he wasn't, he's not too ugly. That's the problem.
Who are you classifying as the ugly guy?
Don't worry about it. Yes. But don't worry. I guess I need, there's too many powerhouses here. That was my bad. Okay. All right. I'm getting better. Every year I'm improving. Okay. Please continue.
Okay. You're still losing every year, but yes. And then we had Boys Star in Town. So Chris from NSYNC, Trevor Penick from O-Town, Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees, Dan Miller from O-Town, and another gentleman from BTS, who I cannot recall the name. RM is who I had. I apparently learned nothing from the previous year in which the BTS members lost. So I was just like, this is the year that BTS failed. No, incorrect. Okay, and then finally, our last one was last year, 2022. It's episode 208. And all right, first up, we have
That's My Town
Forever. So Sophia's band. So we have Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys, Eric Michael Estrada from O-Town, JC from NSYNC. Oh my God, my brain just muddled right there. Trevor Penick from O-Town and Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. So Backtown Forever was Sophia's band.
We watched Red, that movie Red, and I don't know, I just really enjoyed that band name. So I put Forever.
Oh yeah. Yes. Turning Red. Was it Turning Red?
Yeah, Turning Red.
Sorry. Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
All right. So this one, guess whose band this is?
What trivia!
What is your band?
All right, so we have Chris from NSYNC, Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town, Lance Bass from NSYNC, Joey Fatone from NSYNC, and Drew Lachey from 98 Degrees. So that was the next NSYNC boys with a 3 and a Z. So, yeah. And then finally, we had the A-Rock Block. So that had AJ from the Backstreet Boys, Brian from the Backstreet Boys, Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids, Jordan Knight from New Kids, and Jacob Underwood from O-Town in his first appearance, which is shocking because I'm surprised we didn't pick him before.
He was in like a weird phase for a while. I think he's come back to normal now.
So that was Diane's band. And then we had Lydia's band, the CPAs.
Yes.
Because of sexy accounting, I believe, was the term that you wanted to embody.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
It was quite entertaining. Yes.
Okay. Yes. So yes. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So we brought in Joe Bro. We got Nick Jonas. We got Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys. We have Harry Styles from One Direction, Justin Timberlake from NSYNC, and Howie D from the Backstreet Boys.
And again, I can see the error of my ways here. Again, I'm top loading it with powerhouses. This is too not okay.
To be fair, I think what you did last time was see what the winning percentage was and who was in the band. And then you chose like that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That sounds
that
like
was how you were trying to do it.
Damn it.
Yeah. Okay, but okay. I don't think we calculated the percentages correctly because you were doing it how many times they were in divided by how many, but it really should have been overall over the 5 years. How many times?
That's why I lost. That because the math was wrong.
You were doing that's also why you picked CPAs because you wanted to be an accountant because you were using
choosing a calculator, right?
You were using
I remember. All right, no, I'll go with
sadly.
I'll go with my heart this time.
So Sophia won and made this delightful little image here. So there you go. So the 2022 winners was Backtown Forever. So
and
if you were keeping track,
the lead of winning 3-2.
3-2. So we had Diane, we had Sophia, we had Diane, we had Sophia. So it was predicted that Diane would win, but then Sophia won. So now Sophia is in the lead.
Yes.
This is the interesting part where we come in. So Diane, as you guys know, is not normally on the podcast. She'll pop in every once in a while, but she is not participating in this particular draft. So then I was thinking, great, Lydia's going to be like, woohoo! My odds of winning have gotten better because now my chances are 1-3.
That's right.
All right.
We love you, D. No offense. It's mathematics, baby.
Well, my friends. Okay, it's not. I made this in Excel and it's not working. So it's on sheets. So it's not hiding the line. But that's not. But wait, there's more.
Oh?
If you thought it was a 1 in 3 chance, you are incorrect.
What?
Isn't it 1 in 5?
The robot is picking.
Yep. Are you using AI?
I'm not using AI the way you think I'm using AI. I'm using a very low level AI.
Wasn't it the spin the wheel that we did?
Hold on.
Are you using a spin the wheel thing?
Let me stop sharing this. And let me share.
Uh-oh, here comes a big surprise.
The what machine?
The
cog machine.
Woo! What mystery.
So what I have done is I've loaded the names of our major boy bands that we follow.
And then
a couple that we've talked about in the last few years. So there's like 55, but I'm not lying. There's 54 names in here. So we have NSYNC, we have Five, we have 98 Degrees, Backstreet Boys, BB Mac, Bell Biv DeVoe, Boys to Men, BTS. I left anyone who was in previously as well, so that's why the random Michael Connor is there. Should I remove him?
Yes.
Why?
Do you want to increase the odds of the winning?
Wait. Why is Michael? I remember that. Why are you removing him?
Because why?
Everyone who was that we have used, but then I also added a few other boy bands to kind of fluff it up a bit.
That sounds great.
I did remove Aaron Carter. I don't know if he's back in or not, but.
Oh no, he's a little. Dead. Sorry. Okay.
Yes. So then New Kids on the Block, One Direction.
Time out. What about the guys from LFO? Are they the ones who are no longer with us? They're not here, right?
I don't think we chose Brad from before.
Do you want me to put Brad from LFO?
Yes.
On here?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because the AI is not winning this thing this year, Sophia.
I'm going to win again.
No, I feel like we need to even the odds, man. Okay. Who else? What about the guy from Color Me Bad? Put him in there too.
Brian Abrams?
Yeah,
but put him in. He also just passed.
Oh, is he dead?
Did he die?
Was it Color Me Bad? I thought he passed.
Wait, hold on. Maybe you're right.
Color Me Bad.
Did I just read that wrong?
His name Brian Adams?
What? Brian Abrams.
Brian Abrams.
Oh, sorry. I thought, wrong band.
Dead.
I'm like, Lydia, sorry, I love you.
Wait, is he dead?
No, it was Smash Mouth.
Oh my God. Dude, that's a different guy.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, making fun of me. You got it wrong, too. Oh. When you thought Westlife was the other band.
It's true. Okay. All right.
All right. According to Wikipedia, Brian Abrams is still alive.
Thank God. Okay. Put him in.
Would you like me to add him in there from Mission Man Band?
Yes, he is.
Sure.
Mission Man Band.
The more, the merrier.
We don't have Rich Cronin because he's passed away, so we don't want to put anybody who's passed away.
Yeah, anybody who is not with this mortal plane anymore, I think it's fade. Despair. Okay. Any other things, Sophia? Sophia, okay, hold on. Chinzia, look over there for a second. Sophia, listen, we gotta put in things so that way the AI doesn't win. Because if the AI wins, they're gonna take our jobs.
Okay.
Okay, so is there anyone else you can think of that we can put in so the AI can fuck up?
Is there any other boy band you could think of?
I think we got all of them, no?
Okay, would you have Westlife in there?
Would you like me to bring back the people from In Real Life?
No, Westlife. No? Okay. You know what? I think that's good.
Westlife.
56 is a...
Westlife has a lot of fans. The Westlife show sold out like basically immediately in Canada.
Yeah, there's like 3 shows in Toronto, right?
Put in the main
Sophia and I are going.
Yes.
Who's the main guy from Westlife? Hold on.
Isn't it Brian McFarlane or something like that? Westlife.
Okay.
Brian McFarlane or something like that.
Shane Fillon. Mark Filahilly. Ian Egan.
One of Westlife has passed away, so we need to make sure we don't add to that.
Okay. Nikki Bird.
Brian McFadden has passed away, I believe.
Okay, sorry.
Oh man, Sophia. That's okay.
That's who I remembered.
Who's Brian Adams?
Brian Abrams?
Brian Adams, Canadian singer.
Okay, yes. That's
so
right.
The word is.
That's everything what I do. I'm like, don't put him in there.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant Brian from Color Me Bad. Sorry.
Oh. That is Brian Abrams from Color Me Bad.
He's different than Brian Adams. My eyeballs skimmed over my bed. That happens sometimes. Okay.
I got you. I understood. Don't worry.
Okay. Sophia, is there anyone else?
Okay, so I have the four surviving members of Westlife are in here.
I have no idea. Hold on.
Did he not die? Did Brian McFadden not die? He says he's still active. Who's dead? I'm sorry. I feel very assholey right now.
Oh boy.
Did no one pass away? Okay. Am I crazy?
Westlife.
Maybe he left the band but didn't pass?
Gately died in his home.
I could have sworn. Was it
Stephen Gately?
Who died?
Stephen Gately.
Oh, which band was he in?
He was in Westlife.
I remember. But why is he not on the list of names here?
Wait a minute. Is he in Westlife? Who did I Google? Hold on a second. He was in Boyzone. What? That's not even...
See, we're just
Boyzone.
All...
Boyzone. That was it. Boyzone.
We're all mixing up the bands here.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Guys,
but
I know...
Info.
We need to have a refresher on our British boy bands.
We're boy bandologists, but sometimes even the best of us can get a little forgetful. It's okay.
Yeah. When you get up there in age, sometimes it just goes, you know?
Rest in peace, everybody who's dead. Okay. Everybody else who's alive is great, and you're in this list. Okay, let's continue.
Yes.
So you don't want the rest of in real life.
Do you remember who they are?
No, right?
So then it's fine. I feel like... That's good. 61 names. I feel like that gives us a fair chance. Names.
Okay. I don't think we're going to use them.
Okay. How are we going to determine who goes first?
Spin the wheel. Remember? We did spin the wheel.
Remember?
You put our names and then you spin the wheel and then
you open up a new tab.
Yes.
Okay, one moment.
Because I remember.
Open up a new tab and do this. 1 second.
We had 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, who's 1, 2, 3, 4?
So
each person would go in that number, that box number. And then when you spin it, it says.
I will just pull our names. Oh, no, no. I got a better thing. We can do a race. Do the race.
Races are I like more the race fun. Better. Yes, they're way more fun.
We're not spinning, we're running. All right. We want to be.
We spin last time, so
it's just tab instead. Shall we be ducks, leprechauns, robots? Yes.
Ducks.
Swimmers.
Ducks it is.
Crab.
We're going to be here forever. Mermaids. Please get going.
Yes, I want to be a duck, please.
Ducks?
Yes.
Let's go. Okay, I'm just sharing the tab. 1 second. All right, we are going to do the race as soon as this thing loads. Let me just.
I love that song. Oh my God, I can sing that.
The best song ever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man, "Run and stand." He said, "Hey."
Are we just calling the robot?
AI, call it AI because that's what it's called now. Call it AI. It's artificial intelligence.
Okay. It's
topical. People are upset. AI. There you go.
I don't think they're upset. They're more like the actors are not getting paid the compensation, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why they're on strike as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to put 10 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
AI, oh my God, he's wearing A's.
What if AI wins?
Such ugly clothes.
Like a fetish duck.
Hold on.
Where am I? Made a purple duck?
Here we go. Oh, I don't want to be Donald Trump. No.
Oh, good. Change it.
Okay. So
I'm an old lady.
AI is regular duck.
Where am I?
Grandma duck is Lydia. Buddy.
I can't see me for some reason.
It's cut it off. Can you make it full screen?
Okay.
Oh, maybe
I don't know. I think once it starts moving, they will be cut off.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, can I refresh my outfit? Okay.
Is this
fine.
Okay?
Yes.
It literally doesn't matter.
Refreshing.
Okay. You're a bald man. Okay, well, this is okay. Something good. Come on. We got to get a good costume. We have to feel out our feelings. How are we feeling about this?
Hello?
Hi.
For me, it doesn't matter. Keep going.
Well, Sophia's a bee. That's pretty cute.
Okay. Who's a bee?
Why did you change it?
I don't know.
Okay, this is fine. Oh my God.
One more time and that's it. Okay, here we go.
That's perfect.
No? Where am I?
You guys were wasting time.
Me too.
Okay, so now I'm the old man duck.
Okay,
change it. No, just change it. You're not going to like it. You're going to say it was rigged because you were
going to. Oh my God, who cares? We need to get started. Okay, you know what? We all have costumes now. Okay.
I love it. I love it. I'm a construction
worker duck who's doing cement.
What am I?
Okay.
You are Batman?
Some sort of Viking duck.
Yep.
Sophia is Batman duck.
Yeah. Ooh, and Batman.
I am a pink dot with spots. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, good.
You can be a flamingo duck.
Okay, feel free to cheer on your duck.
Okay.
And go. Okay.
Come on,
Batman duck.
Let's go.
No.
Yeah.
Boo! Rigged!
That was definitely rigged.
All right, so the order of choosing is Chinzia, AI duck, Lydia, and then Sophia.
Boo!
Boo!
That was rigged.
Boo! Okay, that's fine. Good
doesn't
job.
Matter because we're. Would you like to go backwards?
No.
Just go. It's fine.
Chinzia, AI, Lydia, Sophia. Okay.
We're just being silly.
Yeah, we're just complaining. It's okay, Chinzia.
Okay.
Go ahead, buddy. You get first.
People, it is 26 minutes in, and we have not actually picked anybody yet. So.
I see 32 minutes, but go ahead.
I also see 32 minutes, but also I lost it. I lost a marshmallow. But it's okay. We'll find it later.
Okay. Either way, not important. So let's stop sharing that. And okay, so first up, let me get my draft pick here. Okay.
Hold on.
You guys want to see me as I'm typing things in?
No. What I want to see is, didn't you have like a cheat sheet of like percentage?
Oh, yes. I sent that to you. Hold on. Let me show this. Yeah. One second.
Trying to keep that information to yourself, babe.
To be fair, I don't think I have enough time to see all that information.
And...
I know, but I
sent it to you, and I took a screenshot of it. So,
what about the people at home? I want them to see.
Okay, so for the people at home, these are our top boy bands. How do I make this bigger? Is there a way to make it bigger?
Zoom in. Like, can you zoom in with your?
Okay, I will just say to you. So the number one picked boy band. There's two boy band members that have won 3 times. Okay. So we have JC from NSYNC, and Lydia, I sent you a screenshot of this. Please look at, refer to it. It's in the group chat.
Oh yeah, I know. But hold on. Maybe can I open it?
You want to share that part?
I'll share that part. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I share for you.
Do you need to close that tab or?
No, that's good. I'll just share.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll just share it instead.
Okay. Can you see what I see?
Yes, but it's small.
Yes.
Okay. Let me read it out.
So- Yes, you can read this.
Okay. All right. Top ranked boy banders. We have JC from NSYNC. He was chosen 5 times. He won 3 times. So that's a good show pony. We have Eric Michael Estrada from O-Town. He was chosen 5 times and won 3 times. Okay, so automatically those two guys are pretty good, which is confusing because there's not a whole lot of chatter.
And I just want to point that out,
yeah,
that the 3 times that they won, most of them were in my group.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Oh, I also wanted to point out that the reason why I continuously lose is that I always pick Chris from NSYNC. But I love him, so there you go.
The reason why I lose is because I overload too many powerhouses and I don't make an even band. Okay, AJ from the Backstreet Boys has been chosen 5 times and he won twice. Brian Littrell from the Backstreet Boys has been chosen 5 times. He won twice. Kevin Richardson from Backstreet Boys been chosen 3 times. He won twice. Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys has been chosen 5 times. He won twice. Harry Styles from One Direction has been chosen 4 times. He won twice. Joey Fatone from NSYNC was chosen 4 times. He won once. Justin Timberlake from NSYNC was chosen 5 times. He won once.
That is interesting.
Yeah, you think that he would have been higher.
Because he was picked every year. I'm surprised that more JT fans haven't.
I will say this. Justin Timberlake has had a lot of bad press, which probably has impacted his numbers.
I want to say also Brian, possibly.
Yeah.
As well. Maybe.
Okay.
One twice, though.
Yeah, that's true. I think he ranked higher. Yeah, he ranked higher than GT. Okay.
True.
Lance Bass from NSYNC was picked 3 times. He won once. Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees was chosen 4 times. He won once. Howie D from Backstreet has been chosen 5 times. He won once. Nick Jonas from Joe Bros was voted in 2 times. He won once. Johnny Wahlberg from NKOTB was chosen 4 times. He won once. Jordan Knight was from New Kids. Was chosen 3 times. He won once. And then finally, with Trevor Penick from O-Town, was chosen 5 times and only won once. Ooh, those odds are not so great.
And there's also a whole bunch of people that haven't won at all. So
I think I've chosen him as well a few times.
Have you? Okay.
Yes. Okay. So ready to go. So Chinzia is up first.
Uh-huh.
Do I want to win this year or do I want to be loyal?
Chinzia, win! Win for God's sakes!
Chinzia is going to be loyal.
No! You nut! What are you doing? You have first place!
Why do you even question
are you
that?
Crazy?
You know she's going to pick Chris. Come on.
You know, if you are loyal to someone, eventually it will pay off.
Not going to happen. You're not going to win the trophy. Right. Come on.
Let's see who the robot is picking for their first person.
Oh, wait. Can we show the robot?
Oh, I thought I was sharing the screen.
No, do you want to just not do that?
There it is. Okay, yeah, it shows now. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Read it off.
Ronnie DeVoe from Belle Biv DeVoe. I feel like that's a very good start for the robot.
Excellent. Screw you, AI. You're not taking my job. Okay,
hold on. Where did my screen go? Ronnie. Okay, so up next. Oh, and also, if the robot picks somebody that we've already picked, we just redraw.
That's fair.
Okay, so now we are up to Lydia. Lydia, who would you like to pick?
Okay, all right. Oh, this is so hard. I'm going to tell you guys why I'm having a problem here. Because
it's literally the start of the...
No, but okay, but Sophia, let me explain.
Okay, sorry.
Last year, I had a plan. It had based entirely on mathematics. And even mathematics did not do me well. And I can see why. I can see with all my top picks. I can see. I need to choose one diamond and surround him with shit. That's the only way to make this work. No, but it's true. It's true.
Maybe don't use those words. Maybe don't use those words.
I need to pick one diamond and surround him with a support structure.
There you go. That's better.
That's better. Okay. So, I mean, but whatever I pick has got to be like the crown jewel, right? And no one else can top this particular person. So mathematically, you would think JC. However, JC has also had some bad press because a lot of people are saying NSYNC is not NSYNC because he's going off singing with cats. So this is a problem. Eric Michael, love the guy. I don't think he is the diamond in the rough, right? So I need someone. I need a hot man. I need one hot man. But I know that this is my problem.
I know who you're going to pick.
I cannot pick him. I can't. I cannot pick him.
Because he has not helped you win.
No, what I'm trying to say is Ashley Parker Angel, while a gorgeous human being, he is not popular in the boy band realm anymore. He's more like a fitness guru, hot guy. Literally, I don't know why they didn't choose him to play Ken in the Barbie movie, because he's literally him in human form.
Ryan was great though. Like,
yeah, right. I don't know. No cap. But I'm just saying, like, he's just.
Also, I feel Ashley Parker Angel is is too busy running his fitness business and can't really take time off to do things.
I know. I know. I totally know. So here's my problem. Who do I pick? Who's my star player? Do I pick a bunch of shitty players first and then see what star emerges? No, now, because I have an advantage over Sophia.
She doesn't mean shitty players.
I meant the star.
Also, can I give you another hint as well?
Yeah. No, don't help.
And you know what? And this is coming from me, who loses all the time. So
yeah,
take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah, of course I am.
So as we all know, the way that we win this fantasy draft, because I don't think we actually explained that at all in this episode, is that the listeners are voting. So you're voting on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Okay. Are we on Threads? Did Threads just happen and disappear? I don't know what happened.
Anyways, nobody cares about
Threads. So Threads is still there, but I don't think it took off.
No.
And I believe we had a thing last year, which I would like to reenact, put back, that if a boy bander retweets or comments, we get extra bonus points. But I can't remember what it
was. Isn't that an auto win? Shouldn't that be an auto win?
But what if two boy banders message? So should that just be like count as 5 votes maybe?
That should count as like 100. If a boy bander acknowledges boy band break fantasy draft, I feel like that is a winner.
I think like we can do like 2 points or something like that.
I would say either between 5 and 10 points. What do you think? 100 is too many.
5? Okay, we can do 5 points. That's fine.
Fine. All right, 5 points.
Okay, so, and that's anything? If they heart something, if they retweet it, like... Or are there different levels?
Like,
no. If they breathe in your direction, that's 5 points.
Any sort of boy band interaction acknowledgement.
Anything
is 5 points.
At all. Yes.
Got it.
Okay. All right. So are we all in agreement to this rule?
Anyway, I am in agreement. So
we are all in agreement.
So what happens is we take the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook votes, we put them all together, and then that person, whoever team has the most, wins.
And we do little collages with our team name or band name, and then you vote.
Yes. And the voting is up for the whole week that the episode airs. So Lydia, what I would like to give you a hint as is that in our followers of our podcast, a vast majority of them are Backstreet Boys fans.
I thought so.
We also have a lot of NSYNC fans. Shockingly, BB Mac, not so big on our podcast, because our BB Mac episode did very poorly. Our Backstreet Experience, which was about a Backstreet Boys tribute artist, had a lot of views because of Backstreet. So my hint to you is Backstreet might help you.
I was thinking about that.
It's a crapshoot because also NSYNC has been a lot in the news lately. It could also be NSYNC as well.
And Jonas has been in the news badly.
Yes and no.
So, depending on who you talk to,
if it's bad news.
It's true.
And certain Backstreet have also been in the news. And also true.
Here's where my gut is telling me take Nick, but my brain is saying take JC. So I don't know who to pick. And now I told you my secret. So now I'm just gonna pick Nick Carter to piss you all off.
You did not piss us off, so you're good.
I was gonna pick him next if you didn't pick him, but I knew he'd be on in the first round.
Because I need the star. I need the because JC's not looking so great nowadays. Sorry, he looks like a little bit like someone who's like been in a library for a long time and is like, what year is it? That's kind of what he reminds me of.
Okay, that's very weirdly specific, but okay,
saying,
sure.
Just saying. Okay.
All right, so you've locked in Nick Carter.
Yes.
All right, Sophia, who are you picking for your first one?
Okay, so usually I pick Backstreet or Old Town, and I'm going to go New Kids on the Block first with Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, classic Donnie Wahlberg. Excellent.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's like the best.
Okay, so even though I put this spreadsheet together, I gave no thought to anything. Okay. So, normally what I do is I just pick my favorite boy banders, and
me
I feel
too.
Like that does not serve me well.
It served
but
me
also,
well.
Should I go? You know what? I'm gonna go with the mathematics route. No, should I? Yeah, okay. I'm gonna pick Eric Michael Estrada.
I thought you were gonna pick JC.
Possibly that probably.
I thought you said CJ at first too.
I did say.
I forgot about CJ. No, I can't have double loss in this.
Yeah.
We're not picking CJ. It's fine. Okay. Should I have picked Eric? Okay, whatever. I already
can. You put CJ in the list for the AI.
I can put CJ in the list.
So can I just say I've chosen Eric Michael Estrada every time that we've done this, and that is the first time that I've not chosen him.
Wow.
Sophia has given him away. All right, let's see what. Keep ways to switch tabs. Okay, I've added CJ to the list.
Thank you. Right,
we just already had him. He was already there.
Okay.
You don't want him, eh?
Christian Burns.
Who's that?
From BB Mac. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
If AI wins, I swear to God. Swear to God. All the BB Mac fans are like coming out and they're like, yes.
Yes. Thank you for putting Christian there.
All right.
Lovely gentlemen, by the way, the BB Mac guys. So.
Yeah, they look like nice guys.
And they have accents, which is even better.
And Mark has muscles, we determined. Remember we kept getting confused? All right, Lydia, who are you supporting Nick Carter with?
Brian Littrell.
Okay.
Brick and Frag. Wow, good for you,
yes.
Lydia.
Yes, I'm like, this is their...
Yes, Lydia totally remembered Brick and Frag.
The bromance there, of the 90s.
Yes, exactly. There. That's yes. And yeah, okay, we'll see.
We'll see? Okay, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know...
You don't want to choose him, or you're choosing
Nick
him?
Nick Carter is very pretty, and I need to surround him with supplemental people.
Supporting staff is what she's saying.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Sophia.
Go ahead,
Sophia. So far, you have Donnie Wahlberg. Who are you going up with next?
Okay. I'm going to go with Trevor Penick.
Oh!
He's a fun, loving dude. Always liked my posts. And I do stories, so I got you, Trevor.
I blame myself on this one because I decided to go with math, and then my Trevor is now stolen, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. You know what? I'm going to pick an NSYNC member for my next person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who is not on many social media platforms, but he's on at least one that I don't use. But
why are you doing
Lance
it?
Bass.
No!
Lance Bass. Okay. I already have an NSYNC member, I forgot. Oh my gosh.
Are you writing it down? How did you forget? You're looking right at the list.
You have all the data.
I have.
You're
all the
one who's doing it. You're hilarious.
I suck. Man. Okay. Okay, so now we got our buddy the robot.
Yeah, come on,
Let's
robot.
See if it's another obscure person that he's gonna pick. Not obscure.
Come on, AI. Come on, AI.
Podcast.
Something good. Something good.
Is something supposed to be happening here? Oh, there we go. Brad from LFO.
Yes.
For those who are just listening on the podcast and not watching yet on YouTube, Lydia just did a happy, exciting dance.
Yes. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I love
Brad Fischetti, but I don't know how to spell his name, so I'll look it up later.
Okay.
That is certainly an interesting. Yes. Okay.
Development. Okay.
Lydia, you're up next, friend.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kevin Richardson.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
I'm surprised.
Okay.
The Kentucky Cousins and freaking Frog. Look at that.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Are you just creating the entire Backstreet Boys?
Yes. Yes. You gave me the hint. You gave me the hint. It's your fault. It's your fault.
It's my fault. What's wrong with me?
None of you took them. It's you guys. It's bad. It's your bad.
I don't know. This is like the worst. Okay, you know, it's fine. It's all good.
I'm a genius. I'm a genius. Fair,
you did say go with Backstreet Boys, so
she
she's three.
Go with
three
no.
But
three
usually Lydia doesn't them. Listen to me. Oh my god.
I am they don't give her a hint.
Determined
What's
to win
wrong with me?
You listen to me by giving the AI some fluff and you said pick Backstreet. So I feel like I'm like a shoo-in this year. We'll try. We'll try.
Okay.
All right, please continue, Sil.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with a Backstreet member as well.
No!
Because
no!
I feel like I haven't done so yet. I'm gonna go with AJ McLean.
Yes, of course you're gonna go with that Backstreet member.
No, I forgot about him.
I know. After Lydia's plan, I was like, oh, okay. Well.
After Lydia picked the three members, I don't have many left to choose from. So I gotta get AJ.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. All right.
Fuck
that
me,
was a good
man.
One. That was a good one. Kenzie, you got your favorite one left.
Yeah, Howie. Come on, Howie's fun.
Howie left, man.
I've picked Howie multiple times and Howie has lost.
Yeah, it's not Howie. Can I tell you that it's not Howie that's doing it to you? Okay?
Yes, I'm aware. I am loyal.
Kenzie, guess who it is?
Is it Chris?
Yes. God bless you, but yes. All right.
See, the thing is that although the Jonas Brothers are pretty big, I feel like none of their fans listen to our podcast.
Yeah, I don't think we get enough traction from them.
I'm gonna O-Town it up. What do I have so far in my band? Oh, it's NSYNC and O-Town. Oh shit! Do I want Jacob or Oh my god! I forgot who I wanted.
Ooh.
Okay, this is a person that I should I save him for my last person?
No, because AI might steal him from you.
He's not in the list.
What?
This is an outlying one.
An adjacent?
I totally forgot about him. Okay, so this person is not technically part of a boy band, but. He's very boy band adjacent, and he plays with boy bands, and he's done like groups with boy bands.
Oh, I know who it is.
And yes, so
he just got married.
He's dead, Shinzia. Lou Pearlman's dead.
He didn't just get married. He was married last year.
Okay, they're having a baby.
He just had a baby, I think.
They're just announced it, no?
Oh, did they? I'm going with Ryan Cabrera.
Oh, I thought you. Okay, Ryan Cabrera, no?
What?
Yeah.
They just announced the pregnancy.
You're picking this guy?
I'm picking Ryan Cabrera because he deserves to be in a boy band. Ryan Cabrera.
You just don't want to win any year, do you? Like,
Lance Bass.
The Hustler.
Michael Estrada.
Okay. All right. That's a winner for sure.
Are you going to pick Howie then, Lydia?
Isn't AI next?
It's not Lydia's turn. It's AI's turn. So maybe AI will pick Howie.
Oh my God. He might.
Nikki Bird. Okay.
Okay. From Westlife, right?
Okay. So Lydia's plan here with the AI is working quite well, actually.
Yes. Good. Good. That's what you get for taking my job. I love AI, by the way. I really love AI. I use it all the time.
Sorry.
I use it. It does everything. The greatest thing of all time. Anyways, go ahead, Julia. Is it my turn?
It is Lydia's turn.
Howie!
All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yes! Okay.
All right, Sophia.
Okay, so I have Johnny Wahlberg, Trevor Penick, Adrian McLean.
Yep.
And who do you have again, Julia?
I can show you the who do I have.
Yeah.
Chris.
I have Chris, Eric, Lance, and Ryan Cabrera.
Eric. Okay, you got Eric. Okay.
So the remaining O-Town members, are you looking for an O-Town or?
No. Let's go with. I don't know.
Justin Timberlake.
No. You know what? Let's go with Joey Fatone from NSYNC. We need a little bit of funness, like a little bit of jokesterish.
I was gonna pick him, but okay, all right, good job.
Jokesters.
Yeah,
I do enjoy Joey Fatone.
I think my mix will be pretty cool.
All right. Yeah. Damn it, you took mine. I was like, who is the one NSYNC member who could fill this all up?
You literally took Howie.
Damn it. No, I know. Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Julia, go ahead. Who's your last pick?
Okay, so all of Backstreet are gone. We have one, two, we got three NSYNC members. Where are we missing? JC and
you took Deuce, right?
Nobody took JC.
I thought you took JC.
I did not take JC. I took Lance.
I did not. JC is the number one pick. He's won three times. No, Eric. JC and Eric are tied for number one.
JC and Eric are tied.
I chose both of them before.
Do I pick JC or do I pick? I kind of want Dan Miller.
Oh, I was thinking of Dan.
Who do you think's more likely to respond on social media? Neither.
Dan Miller, obviously.
Dan Miller, I know. There's like hardly any time that he likes anything.
JC is even less.
That is very true. He's like non-existent.
Ashley Parker Angel? No, because I'm just kind of recreating O-Town. Did anybody pick Joey McIntyre?
No.
Ooh, no.
I don't want Dan though, but I feel like if I pick Dan, then I have. Oh no, there's only two members of O-Town. Oh, this is difficult. Why is this game always so hard?
It's very difficult because you don't know what's, you know. And it all changes, right? Because like sometimes they're popular and sometimes they're not popular. Sometimes they say something terrible and sometimes they go through a divorce and catch you on a ring light. I mean, things are very
That is true.
Odd.
It's true.
It's really whoever votes on social media.
It's true.
So do you feel that if someone is in the news, then people might vote for them?
Are you saying any news is good news? Any publicity is good publicity?
God, I hate this. I have no idea who to choose, man.
There's some really good boy band members, so I completely understand.
Okay, so right now I've kind of... I got Joey Mack, because I feel like there's not a lot of the older fan.
It's true. Yeah, you do need something.
We only have Johnny Walker right now.
That's true.
And he's got those nice piercing blue eyes. And we watched the Joey Mack show this year, and it was funny and cheesy.
Yeah.
I really like Dan Miller as a person. I think how did he?
He is nice.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
And then that could, if I pick him, then I could almost have like a Pop 2000 kind of tour.
Yeah, I guess so.
I just realized that.
That's fun.
Joey Mack, though. Okay, I'm going to flip something. Do I have a coin? Oh. I'm flipping a coin. Okay.
Ooh, it's serious now.
Okay. Heads is Dan Miller. Mm-hmm. And tails is Joey Mack. Okay. What did I say tails was?
Heads was Dan Miller and tails was Joey Mack.
Joey McIntyre. Okay.
Is that what you got?
That's what I got.
Is that who you want?
Do you want to switch your choice?
I'm just going with Dan Miller.
Okay.
Okay.
Locking it in? Is that the final answer?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Yep, okay.
Okay.
All righty, so where's our little bot?
Where are you?
Where are you at, AI? There's my cog machine.
Wait.
Let's
there you go.
Find out who their last person is.
No! Whoopsie!
That's funny.
Dan Miller, which, screw you, bot, I picked him first, so it's not Dan Miller. It would be really hilarious if Joey Mack comes up next.
I know, right? Oh my god.
Louis Tomlinson. Okay.
Okay.
From One Direction.
From One Direction.
1D, all right. Good assortment. I kind of want to see how they all look in the collage.
Yes.
See if they all kind of mesh properly, you know?
Okay. Next.
Okay.
Right, Louis.
Tomlinson.
Yes. Okay. Max still available. So is JC, who has won multiple times.
You know why NSYNC's not getting back together?
Who are you?
Because JC's joining the Backstreet Boys! Yeah! Right now!
Oh, Olivia has gone with JC!
I'm stealing him!
Good choice, a good choice.
Thank you. Were you waiting for that song?
All right.
No.
Really? Really? Okay, all right, we'll see. Okay. All right, so what's your last pick?
Okay, my last pick in the boy band draft is going to be Jacob Underwood.
Ooh.
Oh,
out of nowhere.
The new dad, very nice, very nice.
Yes.
Quick question. Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I figured it out.
Okay.
I was trying to remember what the name of that card game that we had that last time.
Yes, I was going to say.
A website. I'm like,
yes, I was going to say Builder. What was it called?
Boy Band Builder. I was going to recommend
Boy Band
it
Builder, yes.
For the AI's, for the AI thing.
It can be for us,
so,
too.
I for those don't. Of you guys, a few years ago, I believe it was pandemic-y times, the guys from Boy Band Builder sent us this game, and it's really fucking fun.
It's
you should
so
take
fun.
This with me to Mexico. Oh, wait. Why am I going to Mexico, guys? Pop UK tour.
Woo! They're having
crazy.
A cruise,
right? So me
or
and my
resort.
Mom are going to Mexico, hanging out with O-Town in 98 Degrees. Not 90 Degrees. O-Town and Christopher Sink and Ryan Cabrera and Brad from LFO and all these things. So
Wow. This
would be kind of fun to play on the beach, maybe. So anyway, so a few years ago,
you should bring Uno and you and Chris can reminisce about Fandom Fest.
Aw. Oh, it is crashing.
Oh no, she's
should bring
pausing.
Uno.
That's true.
Want to get this game? It is called Boy Band Builder. Are we frozen?
Yes. You're You're kind of frozen, but God bless you. We can still hear you.
You're frozen, and then you're like, hello?
Just keep talking, and we'll nod.
Okay. We were doing so well.
Okay, so boybandbuilder.com. So here they have a name generator.
Yes.
Now Lydia's disappeared. Okay. Well, I can't see you, Lydia, but that's fine. Okay, so we need to... So do you guys want to come up with your own names?
Okay. No, I would like you to help me come up with a name.
Please pick the name for me.
Because I think after 5 years, it's going to be hard to like even think of a name.
Okay, so...
I have a question, Shinzia. Is it easier if I do it on my computer? Because it looks like it's lagging out your computer.
Lydia is frozen for me. Yes.
Sophia, can you translate?
Sorry, yes, Lydia, can you do from your computer?
Okay, thank you.
Because Shinzia is lagging.
I know, I think it's just, it's too strong.
Do you have it?
Okay, yeah, I have it up. So can you stop sharing your screen? Okay, good. Okay, I will share my screen. Sorry. All right. Now, is this making me lag? Or is this
okay? No, you're okay for now. Yeah. Keep going. Okay.
You guys can see what's on the screen?
Yes.
Gorgeous. Okay.
Two astronauts and two orange astronauts.
Okay. So why don't we still go in the order that. Right, Chile, do you have a name or do you want to generate name?
I feel like I want to call my boy band the Pop. Two K boobies.
Okay, that's a good
one. The Pop 2K what? Boobies.
Boys.
Oh, I think it's boobies. I was like, what?
Well, okay. I wanted to not have the 2K. I would just pop to boys, and then I was like, that sounds disturbing. I don't know.
Pop to boys? Oh,
pop that sounds good. Boys, but is that too much infringement on the Pop 2K tour?
No, fuck.
No, I don't think so.
You're giving them free advertisement.
I am giving them so pop. Number two, letter K, boys with a Z.
Excellent. Yes.
All right, Lydia. The robot is next.
All right, are we ready? Okay, so like, do you want to vote on like, do they want the first one or just kind of whatever sounds?
We can, yeah. Well, we can decide, I guess.
Okay.
Try right, a couple, I guess.
Blue Town.
Blue Town.
Nah.
Nah.
Y Union.
Nah.
All PM.
Mm-hmm.
Big pack.
Big pack. Like dicks, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Do we like big pack?
Sure. Why not?
I'm not against big pack.
Yeah, okay, I like big pack. Big pack. AI generated band for an AI generated name for an AI generated band.
All right, Lydia, do you have for you?
I'm gonna use N Street Boys.
Would you like a star?
Yes.
N Street. And you want boys is one word or second word?
Second word. But does that sound like are we like, you know, does that sound appropriate or is that okay? N Street?
Well, you're Mama Lou, so it's okay.
Well, they've had in Back Street before.
I don't want that, no.
So, N Street Boys?
Yeah. I think
you feel like the N is not appropriate? Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
like,
I'm a little worried about, yes, thank you. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Streetin' Boys?
Different. Not back.
Back in Boys?
Backstreeten. With an apostrophe N at the end. Backstreeten.
Because
I feel like the Backstreet Boys is the majority of the group, and NSYNC is only the one member. So
that's true.
Okay.
That is true. Right. Backstreeten.
Backstreet apostrophe.
Do you want a capital S in street or it's lowercase?
No, lowercase.
Okay.
Capital N.
I think it all goes in. Yes, capital N, yes.
All right.
Backstreeten.
Backstreeten.
Sophia, would you like us to generate a name for you?
Yes.
You have ideas?
Okay, I'm gonna keep going, and then you tell me yay or nay, okay? Ready?
Okay.
200,000 union. Nope, okay. 98 Crew.
No.
Oh, uh-oh. I didn't get the 98 Degrees members.
I know. That's okay. That's... They had a chance at the AI. It didn't work. Up All? No?
No.
No. Big All?
No.
98 PM?
No.
Gen K?
No.
Soft PM? No. Union Together?
No.
Okay. Cambridge Peck?
No.
In Never?
No.
Magic Rock?
No.
Which
One
case?
Life?
Man, these are like not good at all.
I know. Okay. Big Basics?
Big Basics?
No.
Food Basics. All right. XPM.
What's Man, XPM? Okay.
AC Bank.
Okay. Okay.
85X.
Can you just repeat who I have again? Sorry.
New Together.
No.
Not bad.
Blue Degree.
Can you just repeat who I have again? I have Donnie Wahlberg.
So you have Donnie Wahlberg, Trevor Penick, AJ McLean, Joey Fatone, Jacob Underwood.
Okay.
You have A New Kid on the Block. You have two O-Towns, a Backstreet, and an NSYNC.
What if I call it Block?
Boys in the Band?
I what could. About
Chauncey Peck?
How about I call it Block, Town, Sync?
Or Blocked Up Sync?
Ooh, Blocked Up Sync!
No.
Block, Town, Sync?
Yeah, but I used town for last time.
BB Street.
You used back town forever, yes.
Yes, but I used town, right? So BB I do Street. Block.
Big Boys.
What did
you
I say?
JJ Street.
Block. Town.
You don't have Backstreet Boys either.
Uh-huh. I still
do. Block Town. Block Town
oh,
Back.
She has AJ in there.
Block Town Back. No, but you have Backstreet or whatever.
AJ. What?
What is Lydia's title?
Backstreeten.
Okay.
Apostrophe N.
Blocktown.
The Blocktown sync is fine.
How about we say, okay, Blocktown Boys, because I still have a Backstreet. So Blocktown yeah. Boys.
All right, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's an S or a Z on Boys?
S. Because
okay.
We care about spelling at this
point. We do care about spelling. All right.
Okay, so I will recap the groups. The winning team is the Pop 2K Boys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you also have Boys. No, okay, I got to change mine.
No, but my Boys is with a Z.
Yeah, but that's too close. Okay, I'm going to change it. Okay, can you go back to the generator? Sorry.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's a good thing. I almost closed it. I almost closed it. I didn't, but I was pretty close. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we got Big Boys.
So I'm gonna keep Blocktown, and I just need another word.
Okay, let's keep
it. Chauncey.
Yahoo Boys.
Yahoo Boys.
2000 Garden.
No.
X-Pac.
No.
X Tomorrow.
No.
New to You. Big Garden.
DC. Oh, I could do Blocktown to You.
Yeah?
No, keep going.
Okay, I was gonna say. Okay. Cambridge Boys, 98 Forever.
I did Forever last time.
Blocktown Forever. Oh, you already
did. I already did Forever last time.
South Generation.
Blocktown.
Blocktown Generation?
No.
Too long. Too big, too wordy.
Blocktown Pack. How about Blocktown Pack? Because we're a pack of Blocktown. And there's like a street. No, I don't know.
The big West, pack is already being used for the
West
days.
Corner. 85
Blocktown
Never. Blocktown. AC what? Boys. 2000
Blocktown Mob.
Magic Degree.
Blocktown Red. Degree. I don't know.
Blocktown Generation. Blocktown Tonight.
What?
Blocktown Tonight.
Yes.
And
Blocktown Night.
AC All. K Never.
Sucks.
I know. I'm like
Blocktown.
West
Blocktown
Bank.
Blocktown Street.
Hard posse.
Her thing.
Posse's good.
Posse's not bad.
Blogtown posse. Well, I could do a generation because there's like different generations in my group. Like
that's true.
Donnie yeah. Wahlberg, Ace, AJ.
With the Blogtown generation or generation Blogtown?
The other one, the first one.
The first Blogtown one.
Generation?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Or
that's
should I do one. Blogtown posse? Yeah, let's do Blogtown posse because it's like clown. What is that one?
Party posse.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, let's just do Blogtown posse.
All right, you happy with
okay.
that?
Okay.
Yes.
This is a right. very
just continue because I'm going to be like, oh, okay, go ahead.
All right.
We're 14 minutes over schedule, but okay.
To recap.
All right,
very first, the winning team this year.
Not even.
Blogtown posse. Thank you,
Pop Tanya. 2K Boys with Zed. We got Chris from NSYNC. We got Eric Michael Estrada from O-Town. We got Lance Bass from NSYNC. We got Ryan Cabrera, who wants to be in a boy band. And we got Dan Miller from O-Town. All right.
Okay.
Next up, we have the AI group. It is called Big Pack. It has Ronnie DeVoe from Velvet DeVoe. It has
Why not?
Christian Burns from BB Mac. Brad from LFO. Nikki Burns from Westlife and Louis Tomlinson of One Direction.
I mean, what if, man? What if? That's the team. You never know.
You never know. You never know. Up next is Lydia's band, Backstreet'n. Backstreet'n.
Backstreet'n.
Backstreet'n.
It's a gangster.
It has Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. Brian Littrell from the Backstreet Boys. Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys. Howie D from the Backstreet Boys. And JC Shazay, who'd rather be in any band except his own.
So. There you go. There we go. Yay!
Which could be a lie by now. Well, we do know they're going to be in the Trolls movie, so that is something.
Yes.
And then finally, we have Sophia's Blocktown Posse. We have Woo-hoo! Johnny Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block. Trevor Penick from O-Town. AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, Joey Fatone from NSYNC, and Jacob Underwood from O-Town. That's actually a pretty good group.
Blogtown Posse for the win, y'all.
Yes. Okay, so once
it's going to be 4-0. Let's go, guys.
Not even.
The New Kids on the Block fans need to get on the bandwagon this year and vote for Donnie. He's in my band. Let's go.
I am stacked. I'm stacked with high caliber excellence. So no way I'm not going to lose this year.
That's
probably
true.
Probably will win because it's all the Backstreet fans.
I hope so.
But you know what? People who go to the Pop 2K tour, you know you love all these people. Bring them together. Let's get it. Let's get a win here.
Let's get a win for Trevor, Donnie. Come on. The two social media buffs always liking things and giving lots of love to their fans.
I suppose that's true. But yes. Not true enough. I'm going to get the trophy this year.
I am a robot. I will win with my random boy bands. Ha, ha, ha.
Robot talking smack?
What? What is going on?
From Saved by the Bell, where they hardly talk and they just you press a button and it comes up some things of words on their robot's stomach to now where they can talk. Look at that.
I know, right?
You know, that's true. Like time the late 80s, early 90s shows always had a robot in there in an episode.
Yes.
Like,
wow, especially Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, yeah. Who knew AI would be so crazy? All right, guys, we better wrap up because we're 17 minutes over. Is there any last minute things you want to say?
So make sure you vote for the Pop 2K Boys.
No.
Okay. So you have to vote for one of our bands, but if you feel free to put together your own band as well,
yes,
of 5 members, and put in the comments on any of our social medias or on our YouTube channel and all that stuff, and we can just kind of see who you would have chosen as your boy band.
Play along at home.
Yes. And don't forget, guys, vote for Blogtown Posse.
No, vote for Backstreet'n.
I just, you know,
you all
I get distracted.
Are
I feel like
on that note,
wait,
I just feel that every year I forget about this, and then I feel like, oh, I'm gonna prep, and I'm gonna, and then every time we have to pick names. I panic, and then I just pick random names, and I just, you know, it is what it is. But to confirm, the voting is 1 point for every person who votes. So if you vote on all three of our platforms, that's 3 points towards the team. Yes. And if a boy bander does anything, you get an additional 5 points.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Are we all done here then, ladies?
We're all done. We're all done.
Thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.